Jacqueline Maycumber, state representative for the 7th Legislative District, seat 1. It was a short session. It was very successful for me personally and the district. I was able to pass legislation for capping insulin costs, which was very personal to me because my son was recently diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And I noticed that the insulin costs and a lot of us people were paying as much as their mortgages for a life-saving medication. I worked across the aisle with the Democrat caucus and the Republicans, and we passed a policy that capped insulin costs for $100 a month for everyone in the state of Washington. But it also, the most important part, it was that it reviewed all life-saving prescription medications with a drug task force that had to include all stakeholders. So it had to include the pharmaceutical companies, the pharmacy benefit managers, and the pharmacists, and patients and doctors. And that comes out in the next 2 years. So I'm really looking forward to seeing why prescription and life-saving drugs have increased 500% in the last decade. That was a huge policy passed bipartisan. In addition, I passed quite a few law enforcement policies. Washington State is 50th in the nation for law enforcement officers per capita, which creates this almost reactionary response to policing. I was a former law enforcement officer, and community policing is best. When you're a part of the community, you have time to get to know everybody from the business owners to the children. And that's difficult in Washington State. So I was able to get a policy fully funded in the budget, my bill that went from 9 academy classes a year to 22, and a couple of those being in Spokane. So the academy classes can be closer to the agencies where they will be working. That passed, and in addition to a crisis incident stress management team, that bill passed, which allows peer-to-peer counseling for first responders, including fire. And so police and fire, if they're having a hard time, suicide rates are up and first responders, and that gives them a number to call for peer-to-peer counseling. Some of the bigger departments were doing that, but if you were just a half a mile outside a bigger department, you had no one to talk to. So that bill passed, and I believe unanimously, out of the legislature. So for a 60-day session, I had quite a few policies passed, and passed unanimously, and I was very happy to see it.